You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show.
Hey. Come on, Cynthia.
Hey, Poppy.
Hey, Big Daddy.
Hey, Big Daddy.
Big Papa.
Hey, Big Papa.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? It's your boy, DJ Jesse Janity, here in studio for the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Final curtain call. Oh, you see, we got our popcorn out. I have double toasting for some tea tonight. But the episode was whack, but we seen the fight for next for the reunion.
Previews, honey.
That's all I needed to give me excitement.
Don't forget the behind the scenes with NeNe. Mm-hmm.
Okay, can we talk about the behind the scenes with NeNe first?
What does that mean?
So
NeNe did a sit down with Andy Cohen. That aired after the episode.
Oh, today. Oh, this person.
Hold on. I'm getting too excited. Yeah. I'm DJ Jesse Janity, joined by Courtney Stewart.
What's up, everybody?
Stephanie Bauer.
Hey, guys.
Sorry, we hear tea. We just drop
We're
everything.
Like, what?
What's going on?
So go ahead. What happened?
Yeah, so she sat down with Andy and had a little conversation about everything. And for those of you, I have been a NeNe fan for
Was it real NeNe or on NeNe?
It was definitely on NeNe,
yeah.
But I don't think she wasn't being real. I think she was being real and real honest, and I really don't like her no more.
Really?
NeNe? Like, I was just like...
What? Okay.
Give
us some examples.
Okay, number one, the shade she threw at Cynthia was out of control.
Oh,
and
wow.
She said that, like, we'll, I guess, hear more about it
on the reunion. Yeah.
But, and Andy kept pressing her, like, but basically she's saying that Cynthia is not that interesting and probably shouldn't be on the show anyway. Which, I mean, it's fine because we all kind of know that she's not.
Yeah, of course.
But she tried to make it seem like Cynthia goes, she kept saying Cynthia is a good friend, but she blows anywhere with the wind. So obviously she's probably notating, which we all have discussed, Cynthia is a conduit for producers. Like, she will help put information in other people's ears and start, like, that's her purpose on the show. She obviously does it so she can stay on the show because her life is not that interesting. So, but she was just really like, oh, she's done with her. She's weak because she aligned herself with the enemy.
Kenya.
The enemy being Kenya, which, and Andy called her out like, well, what do you mean? Like, because she sat by her at the reunion, like, what are you talking about? And she's like, no, Andy, it's not just about that. Like, I mean,
it's
you know.
It's not just about that. So that's a part of the problem because where she sat.
So that was stank of her. Let's see. What else did she talk about? She did a little
Did she talk about the Peter thing?
She talked about that. Still maintained.
Feel the same way.
I said he was acting like a bitch. Because that makes it better.
Okay. What about Marlo?
She talked about Marlo. She said she would never, like, throw her name through the mud and all this other stuff. Because she's
Marlo
above
knows
it. But she said that Marlo was not a good friend to her. And that's why she didn't want to do it.
But she didn't explain why she was.
She basically said she, like, when she did the wedding, she was one of her bridesmaids. She split the group. Like, her old friends, like, she made it really difficult with her old friends. So it started there. And after the wedding happened, I guess, like, NeNe kind of just wanted some space from her. And Marlo took that as NeNe, like, trying to not help her. And NeNe went on this, like, long tirade about how she ain't here to help nobody. It's not her job. If she can, because she represents, like, she wants to represent goodness to the world and to young girls. And if she had slapped her at the Bailey Bowl thing, then that would have been right. So she would rather walk away. And she's good this and good that. And Marlo was just trying to get a come up. So instead of going with NeNe, she went with Kenya.
Did she address her George Washington?
She did not address that wig. Oh, and the new wig was cut real nice, but it still looked like a color of a crayon box. It looked like literally like it was supposed to be blonde with some highlights, but it was straight up like the color of the crayon box, like Crayola crayons, that weird like whatever, with a whitish blonde highlight streaks. But the makeup was real good. But
nobody knows.
So this
the
is
trouble I've seen.
A watch what happens live. It was like a sit.
It was a sit down just with NeNe.
What?
I don't know, honey.
They were trying to. They boost probably. These ratings.
I know. Well, I think they were. They're. She might want to leave the show, and they're like, "Okay, we'll give you your own interview because that makes her look more important than any other housewife ever."
It does. And so. She claims that she does not want Kenya to leave the show.
Really?
She said, which I guess debunks the rumor that they were all standing up for Portia to get Kenya fired. But she said no. She thinks Kenya makes great television. Yeah. She said, "I don't like Kenya personally." And I think she's delusional and crazy and all these other things. But for the show, she's great television.
So who does she want to leave the show?
She thinks Cynthia should leave.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, Cynthia is not all innocent and goody-goody. And I was like, but nobody thinks. I mean, we don't think that. No. Like, everybody's saying Cynthia talks smack on the back of the bus for Savannah. Like, we know it was Cynthia that was driving some of this stuff, but it was for a purpose. But obviously, she bitter about that. Cynthia trying to keep her job, and she mad.
Yep, and NeNe's going to use that because she doesn't want to backfire at Kenya. You see, she gives Kenya a little prop, like, no, she should be on the show. No, Marlo, I would never drag her, but Cynthia is a punk in her eyes. So she's like, Cynthia ain't going to do nothing. I'm going to be a bully to her. Like, girl, you really tried it with me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that NeNe.
I didn't like that NeNe at all. And I had sympathy for the old NeNe when she got mad the other season and she was going through it. But this one, she was just real. It was a little too arrogant. Even though she continues to say, like, I'm just being NeNe, I'm always going to be NeNe, I'm the same. Like, we like that you speak your piece, but I feel like she's just been in the wrong lane too many times this time, and I just don't buy it.
Boop! On that note, moving on to tonight's episode, Candy and Todd start the show out where they're singing that their love is going to last forever. The musical's live in 2 days. They talk about Mama Joyce talk, and Todd felt like Mama Joyce really wasn't connecting. Which I think we all can agree.
Never connects, or never appears to connect.
And I don't know. I'm kind of over watching Candy and Todd now because it's become like, I feel like their segment could be taken over to Love and Hip Hop. And that's weird to me. Like, I feel like I'm watching Rashida and Kirk now.
Yeah. Do you see the porno news today?
What?
That's Love and Hip Hop, right?
What?
Wait a minute.
The Love and Hip Hop porno?
With no, who? Wait,
Mimi and Stevie J?
Who?
It's a couple. I don't know. It was on TMZ today. It's Love and Hip Hop, I think.
I haven't looked. Oh.
Make sure y'all tune in to AfterBuzz TV.
I'm sorry. But no.
I thought you were saying they did a porno. I'm like, what?
No. Yeah, that would make... no housewife has done one, have they?
It might be Portia next. That's why she got them.
Ooh. Oh, see, Portia, we helping you.
It would
out.
Be like Good Girl Gone Bad.
I'm just saying.
Either Kim K of Real Housewives.
Because she's already augmented in places.
But if they really want it, it would be Lisa. And she would screw Joe Judice.
What?
I don't know. Anyways,
Kenya
moving
and
on.
Apollo. There we go.
All right, yeah.
Nobody
actually,
wants
that
to
would
watch
be
that. I want to know about it, but I won't see that.
Yeah, I don't want to watch Kenya having sex.
Me either.
I just feel like it would be really like...
She'd be like kind of manly and
the
like
sounds
animalistic.
Would be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways,
it would just be weird. I don't know.
Candy and Todd talk about this prenup.
This was interesting to me because it's the first time that she's really like, nope, you sign it and you're not getting anything of mine before this play. So I liked this conversation.
How do you feel about it?
I don't know. He was like, really? Apollo did it? Okay. You know?
Do you feel like it's something that she should take into consideration? I know there's some people that believe like, you know.
We cannot get started on the prenup talk. No. Like, this just, like, has taken up so many episodes of our AfterBuzz time.
Like,
no, I think prenups are just a sign for the future that your marriage is not going to last.
Okay, so you're saying that they shouldn't do it.
No, not that they shouldn't. Just, okay, waste your time doing that. Just like you're going to waste your time getting married.
Dang.
I'm sorry. I love Candy. I think she's a great businesswoman. I suppose it's the smart thing to
Candy.
Do. Or Candy, but I just think prenups mean they're not going to stay married, and they know it. She thinks it's a smart idea.
No, I mean, I do. I don't believe in the theory of a prenup because it is literally preparing yourself for divorce, which is the exact opposite of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that theoretically speaking, in my mind, I think that he would never and should never be entitled to anything that was hers beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
I believe
once
you come together, everything after that should be whatever. But I know that people are greedy and they go after what you had before you were together, even if you were together like a year, like freaking Portia was. So I understand why somebody in her position would do it. And from a business perspective, it's probably smart. But from a marriage perspective, I don't think it is any indication of positive things.
See, they should just change the legal rules. Yeah, like, and if you get married, it's automatically a rule. Let's save everyone the awkward conversation. Whatever you have since the day you got married can be split. Anything else, not. Yeah. You just make everything so
that
easy.
To me makes sense.
Unless then you want to go out of your way and write a written document that says, you know what, we can have whatever he wants from my past.
Like, yeah.
No, but then that would become a whole thing. Like, you know, he'd be like, what, you're not going to write it for me? You're not going to write me the document? That would be a whole
then
thing.
Then you definitely don't need to marry
him.
Right. Okay.
Like, that's like some ish when I wanted my mom to, like, sign off on a failed grade when young. I'd be like, Mom, just let me see how you sign your autograph.
Can I see how you sign your name?
But he obviously did it because they got married.
Okay. All right. Moving on to Portia, speaking of prenups.
Oh, God.
Portia was, we see Portia setting her IKEA frame with a picture of her.
But, which makes me think that this happened a long time ago because we've seen that exact picture on the mantle because we made fun of it.
Yeah.
Remember?
Maybe so, she was taking down to clean the stone?
Yeah, I don't know. To clean the stuff.
Mom and sis come over. They bring some Ciroc. Getting turned up. Talking about divorce. Mom went to church. And Yagbin, I'm proud of you, girl. You went to church.
Every Sunday. You
except
missed
the best Sunday.
That's my dad texting
but
me.
But you kept your joy.
All right, girl. Talking about the ending of the divorce, and Portia realized, you know what, this is taking too long. If I had known all I had to do was sign these papers, I would have done that a long time ago.
Girl, stop lying.
I know, stop lying.
You probably realized you weren't going to get no money.
Right, and it just
and
makes
it was
going
to cost
crazy.
You money to go to court.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, I guess we don't know that one.
We all agreed
all
on
agreed.
That.
Well, so lies then the mom and the sis, they say, so what's going on with the ring? Portia takes
nice
the ring,
ring
off, pops it into the
it's a nice ring.
Vodka.
Champagne flute full of vodka.
Right, girl, you know, you right as soon as the camera shut off, you were like, oh, wait a minute.
Like,
can't be having all that.
Sure.
Right.
Can't damage the diamonds. Can't damage the diamonds.
All right, now that I got my papers all wet. Yeah, Portia was kind of boring this episode, other than her. Well, we'll get into that, but let's before we do that, let's talk about the funeral. Kenya had a funeral for Velvet, which is sad because. But this rumor about Velvet maybe not being dead.
Yeah, can we talk about that? Where have you heard that? Does it seem like it's real? Are people saying it on Twitter? Like, what's going on with that?
I mean, I'm just like, I don't really want to feed into it because I'm just like, that's evil.
Yeah.
Like. I understand it's a dog, but it's
that's not right.
A breathing thing. Like, why are we?
I would
really?
Totally think Kenya would do that.
No,
where is this dog? Is it like hiding in like?
Maybe she's already gotten a replacement. That's exactly because she probably got another little carrier, and people are like, because it's funny to make it like you know. Kenya
and honestly, that's not even a good storyline. Like, make up something with your fake prints.
Yeah,
you know. So okay, I feel really bad for her. It's sad.
Yeah. So Aunt Lori, she's there. Cynthia shows up with her dog.
Let's rub it in your face.
Right.
Like a dog anymore.
Look at me and my dog shitting on your life right now. He looks so fabulous.
Maybe they used to be playmates occasionally, so he got to say goodbye to his friend.
Cynthia didn't know if the dog was a boy or a girl.
Wait, can we talk about, is Cynthia's dog really named Bailey, which is her
last?
I think so.
It's kind of cute, Bailey. Bailey.
I'm not mad at it.
I wasn't mad.
He kind of looks like Bailey to me.
I was mad, like, did she get a dog just for this specific purpose?
I know, because this is the first episode
I don't feel
we've
like
seen
we've
the
seen
dog.
It before.
Never.
I don't think so.
Maybe
Never.
He was. I'm sure our viewers will let us know for sure. If I actually episode 500.
Right. Kenya shows up. She gets out the car and it's like this she's all that like Vampire Diary Dawson's Creek moment. She's holding the urn like the wind's blowing. She's wearing this white dress that looks like period stains all over it like
oh Jessie. That, it looked like
Lady Gaga art
painting.
Pop type
like,
thing. It was
I
just
like
not you do
it.
Not wear right girl they look like wear it at a swap meet not at a damn funeral.
Oh man, I liked it.
Are you giving us Kenya tears right now?
Yeah.
I just couldn't. It was like, she's all that. It was just, she gets out the thing. So
yeah.
And she walking across the thing again, like, girl.
It's very dramatic.
Can't. So, Aunt Lori says, you know, I have a speech that I want to, you know, say. And she starts it off like this.
All of Velvet's friends and family are here. In spirit.
Because Victor had done three people there. And one damn dog. What friends did Velvet have? Because they were sure the hell weren't there. Where's what's his name? Where's damn TLC's fourth member? Where was he at? Alright. Moving on. So there we go. Rest in peace, Velvet. We love you.
Rest in peace, Velvet.
Moving on. Apollo and Phaedra. Congratulations, cake, and an Xfinity spot.
Okay. Oh my god, my jaw dropped when I saw that.
Okay, but here's a part that I did like. Cynthia and Mallory trying to like set up this.
Oh
sexy,
yeah.
That was hilariously ridiculous.
Cynthia and her Spanx.
That moment made me feel like, you know what? I kind of, out of everybody when they go to the houses, I think I do kind of like Cynthia and Peter.
I like them at home. I love their house. I like to see what they do. Whether
they seem like kind of normal for
real. Whether it's like having the daughter's boyfriend over or planning a sexy night. Like, yeah, it's like their real life.
And it would be an interesting spinoff, but it would be so produced because the producers would have to be like, okay, today you're going to go to the winery and just to see how Cynthia reacts to all these things.
I will watch it, though, just to see her outfits and her new look.
Just for each outing.
Reality show. Hi, it's called Shitting on Life.
Yeah.
Starring Cynthia Bailey.
Right.
I could watch it.
So Cynthia, she's trying to be sexy. I cannot with this whole like of her. She really like lit the cigarette up.
She's just sitting there, Sharon Stone,
just waiting. Like, bitch, what?
She looks hot.
Hours and hours go by.
She had Spanx on.
I know, but we could
say, you can't do that.
It's funny because she addressed the fact that she had Spanx on, and then she didn't just take them off. Like, girl, you're sitting down. You don't need them. It's your husband.
She's a model in her outfit. She felt like the outfit looks right with the Spanx on.
Of course, standing up. But I love that Peter, the second he walks in, he's like, earrings. And he pointed out the Spanx.
And the fact that she was like, yeah, it's big, juicy, and wet.
Oh, no. And I love how he just, you know, basically did something wrong in their marriage by not telling her about the and she's like rewarding him.
Yes.
I was like, wait, what?
Assuming that came, you know, oops. Consecutively.
Yeah, that's true. They didn't
even rolling up the partition, please. Moving on, Paul Revere made an appearance on Nene's head.
Which,
I mean, like, I was like, is this the damn wig they used in Titanic for Leonardo DiCaprio?
It was out of control. Like, and I know she's supposed to be worn out because she's sick.
Girl, you delivered that. Bitch, you was delivering your best acting
performance of your life.
Because it worked. Ooh, and your wig looked sick.
Girl, I'm just sitting here like, you really can't see that? That line that just stretches across your forehead, you're getting all this Botox pumped into your damn face, and you can't, that line
you
don't bother you?
Cut your lace?
That line.
Moving on, Nene, she's been doing a lot of traveling, and she's exhausted. I feel you, bitch, it's hard looking for work out here.
Doing it every day.
Oh my god, wait, you know what her hair really did remind me of? From just the one part from the front, not when you could see the damn rat tail in the back. But you know that emoji on the iPhone? It's like the girl face and then it has the little bang that comes down like that. Rewind it, look at that, and then put your iPhone up to it.
And then she goes like, she's like that.
She was giving emoji realness, yeah.
The emoji.
All right, so yeah, Nene was boring, and her wigs are looking for work. Candy, opening night. And Nene can't come because she has health issues. Mm-hmm. But everyone else showed up, so
that was nice.
I thought that was cool, like Candy especially.
Tyler Perry showed up. Oh my gosh, I was really surprised about that.
I would have, if I was him, I would have too. I would have been like...
I love how he's very low-key.
You know good and well he want to take that and make it a TV show.
Of course, yeah, like because he hasn't done anything
That's right up his alley.
Right, it's already written.
We've been joking about it all season.
He'd be like, we're going to remove Porsche with Kim Kardashian, and I think we have a box office smash.
Oh my God, isn't he making a movie with Kim right now?
Yeah, he already did, yeah.
Oh, he already did? This is the second one?
If they're making another one right now, it is the second, yes.
Yeah, the second one. Second. Where she's starring.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
I didn't know if it was a joke, like the Scarlet Letter. Like, I remember seeing that. I was like, is this a joke? Like,
it's called The Scarlet Letter?
It's based on The Scarlet Letter, the book.
No, I have not heard that.
Look that up. See if it's really happening.
What kind of marketing ploy for Kim Kardashian is that?
I remember seeing it and wondering, this has to be a hoax. Like, somebody's...
It has to be, what's her Scarlet Letter? Ray J? Ray J?
Is that she's going to walk around with an R on her?
I'm just saying. That's what I remember reading online.
I want to look it up, but she's not a cast member. So.
But it's Tyler Perry related, so that's why it makes sense.
So, okay, they do this opening night. Candy's like, you know, I couldn't have done this production without Todd. And cut to the producers.
How does this work? I mean, that's the things, they're valid questions because not everybody knows everything, but the day of the show.
That was funny.
That's the
We also find out that Candy farts when she's nervous.
Lots of people do.
Okay. Really?
It depends on where your nervous center is. Some people feel their nervous energy in their stomach. Some people feel it in their chest. Like some people, I mean, I don't know, like always gas, but like to feel like you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
like,
I feel in my stomach like I have to go to the bathroom, but it's not gas.
Bubble guts.
It depends on who you are.
Bubble
guts. And you saw what they ate before they were about to perform. I was like, what did they eat? Who eats all that before a big performance?
Yeah.
It was like late. I mean, I can see.
I would have loved to have been there. You know, me and Courtney would have been right up in there.
It looked like some serious, like they had plates of food, like soul food looking type stuff.
No wonder Portia is like laying on the couch.
Oh, right. I would have been too.
That's like the after dinner, like before a show, you don't eat like that. Mm-mm. I mean, you want your energy and all, but you're not like...
Right, that's why Eddie LaVert came out, bent over, he's like...
He was like, I just ate all that collard greens. Right.
And greens!
You want your cornbread?
No. The stage manager gets a little nervous, so she goes and sits next to Portia when Portia was in her food coma, and she says, look, girl... Basically, what she was saying is, I'm scared that you're going to mess up. And when you do, mm-hmm. I need you to make it look good, not only for us, but for yourself.
Yeah,
because you will look like the fool.
And somehow Portia took that as an apology.
What?
It was great.
I'll accept your apology. Right.
She doesn't like Portia or the Portia experience, but I'll take that as an apology. Thank you,
Miss. You need to go to Shade 101.
Girl.
Portia experience.
The Portia experience.
Uh-huh. Well, we heard the Portia experience during the production.
And it was an experience. It was real close.
All right. It was real
close.
All right. So some of the things that I thought were the best part of the play.
Okay.
Phaedra and Cynthia's commentary from the audience.
Yes.
Portia's camel toe. Mama Joyce's looks from the audience. And then when I realized that it was Todd's mom, but I just thought it was weird that they kept going to this one woman. It was the same shot too. It's just like, all right, girl.
Hello.
And Cynthia thinks Eddie LaVert is hot.
Yes. That was funny. She obviously has a tech.
Yeah.
Little chocolate man.
Yes.
Little chocolate. Old man. Little chocolate old man.
And I love how Cynthia's like, so Portia's playing herself.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yep. So she should be great at it.
Yeah.
And she did.
I personally think the highlights were Portia's behind looks really amazing in those pants. And it occurred to me that she already got the new butt during this season. I didn't
notice. She got a butt too?
Dude, that is not the same butt.
It's really not.
She always had a great butt because she was really small and then suddenly just had this like bubble butt. But that butt that we saw on that stage was not the same.
She's making me nervous getting all this work.
She looks like a blow up doll.
Oh no.
Why do you think she's doing it?
Attention?
I really think because she doesn't have much going else going on besides her looks, maybe.
Which sucks because she was hot. Like, I thought she was really gorgeous. Beautiful. And now all them balloon boobies and... Anyway, back to the play. I guess we'll talk about more.
What did you like from the play? Anything?
I liked Candy. I think Candy did a good job. I didn't like their outfits that much. I think their outfits were kind of... It made the whole thing look kind of cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I think that's probably where they didn't want to spend any money. So they were like, and it's keep it simple. Everybody wears the black stretch pants and we'll change it.
Yeah, they're probably like, wear whatever you have in your closet. Just bring it. bring it. So I liked it, but I gotta say, I really didn't think they were gonna show that much of it. Yeah. They clearly had nothing else going on. Usually, even if it's a really big event, like a wedding or anything, they only show like 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. Like, they showed practically the whole play.
Mm-hmm.
Which...
Oh, one more highlight. The lady who was not Shirley Murdoch.
Yeah.
The other lady who sang she that song. That. She did that. And what was it? You can't tell who you love or love the one you with or whatever. I don't know what it was. But the reason I thought that was great, I mean, besides the fact that she was great, but the audience, like, they were in church.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, yes, Lord, Kenya's crying. Cynthia's got her hand up like she's praising the Lord. I was like, y'all are too much. But it was great.
That woman did it for me. I would have liked to have seen a little more from Shirley Murdoch, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Then they do this thing where they cut away and to kind of keep us up to date with what everyone's doing.
Yeah.
Phaedra.
Which was super lame and corny.
Yeah. Yeah.
It never gives you any information ever.
Because we know way more.
Yeah, we know. We've already known what's going on. We know that Kenny and Todd already got married.
Right. And then that they're in their new pre-production for their new project. Nene was admitted to the hospital, her lungs had collapsed, and then she's on Dancing with the Stars. She's still on Dancing with the Stars?
You know, I haven't watched it, but I haven't heard that she got
eliminated.
Go Nene. Kenya?
Trying to get spontaneously combusted. Oh, I'm sorry, what do you mean?
In vitro.
Artificially inseminated, or...
By her African
They're planning
friends.
It for June? Like, that's pretty serious, if that's true. Her and this dude?
She's got to get ready for when next season comes.
I know. I think that she's doing it completely by herself. I don't think that the guy has anything to do with it.
You don't think there's no African prince involved?
No.
Really?
No. He would have surfaced somehow, especially for something as serious as a baby.
Yeah, because there has to be, like, documents or something that could have been leaked. All right.
Well, he's a rich African prince. That's you don't true. Think they have their own in-house doctor? Like, maybe she goes to Africa for her in vitro treatment.
Where are those airplanes? Where are those airline receipts?
Yeah, I feel like this was
show me some receipts.
If this was a real relationship, she'd be flaunting it a lot more.
Well, she said, what was it, a few weeks ago when she was on, I think she was on Bethany, and she was talking about...
Bethany's still on.
Yeah, it is.
It's canceled. I don't know.
Did it get canceled?
Oh, yeah. It got canceled a while back, but they're just still...
I was wondering about
that.
It's
still running. Yeah.
But she was on there, and she was saying that until she knew that her relationship was reality show proof, she did not want it out in the public.
Mm. Smart thinking.
Yeah, right. Of course that's smart thinking, but I don't think she's telling the truth.
Yeah, sure not. Cynthia, bar one is still in limbo. Good luck with that, girl.
It's in limbo forever.
I know, since it opened.
Portia got no alimony. Phaedra is opening up a crematory or whatever the hell it is. What is
burn.
That?
It's where you burn up the bodies.
Where you cremate them. People.
Why would she want to open that up?
Because it get money. People have to pay money to get cremated.
Yeah.
But I thought she, like... The other side of it. Of
well,
like,
she obviously did, but I guess maybe she did maybe whatever she's going to do with, what's his face? Willie Watkins. And then maybe she's going to have like a crematorium on the side so she can make some side cash. Mm-hmm. Like,
I feel like also cremation's like the more popular way to go these days. So she probably jumped on that.
Because funerals are expensive. I told my mama she's going to the crematorium too.
Oh!
I saw you can make necklaces. Out of their ashes. Like, you can make little stones out of the ashes. I thought that was cool. Is that bad?
You would
wear.
Cool,
I would wear my mom. Yes!
No.
I would rather that than, like,
there's
oh my God,
no.
Like, I already thought it like, gives me, like.
There's no time if we're sitting up here talking about Real Housewives of Atlanta and I have to sit here staring at your mom around your neck.
It is not my mom. It would be like a. I thought that was actually a brilliant idea.
I would
the only reason I say is I do know someone who did that with a cat, and I just think it's really awkward. Because every time I'm staring at them, I'm just thinking, your cat is, like, in your capsule, like, right there. Moving on, let's head to predictions. Please let me know before you do
that. Yeah, well, I'm dead. Dear Lord, like... Won't be for at least another 30 years, hopefully.
All right.
This reunion looks good. Better than I thought. I figured the fight would be the only thing.
What
and
I
that's
said.
About it. So we have the megaphone and Nene and Cynthia.
Mm. And that fight look like we gonna get to see at least enough of it to get a taste. Like, yank the hair. We saw him on the floor. We saw boobies that coming out of V-necks, and we saw Broad getting carried off to the back. I can't wait.
Kenya Dunn brought out two props. We see the megaphone and a princess baton or something.
What do you call that? Scepter.
Scepter, yeah. Ooh, you know, that's why Portia was done with her flailing that thing in people's face. Like, girl, this ain't no fan, bitch. Yes.
Oh, and that was Nene's commentary about the whole fight. She said, because she's like, I'm not going to condone violence, but I will say that you can only push a bitch so much. And she kept testing Portia. She kept testing Portia, and Portia snapped.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait.
I'm excited. And then who else we get? We get Cynthia Nene versus Candy.
Oh, yeah. So
she was talking to Candy?
Both. There was one with Candy.
There was one with Candy.
And then
and one with
we got
Cynthia.
One with Cynthia,
what
too.
Did she say to Candy?
Candy called her bullshit or said they had something.
You shouldn't have said something.
Something about her she shouldn't have said and then called it bullshit.
So this should be a really interesting. I feel like it's going to be all bombs on Kenya and Nene. Do you think they'll bring Marlo out?
If they are smart, they would.
Yeah,
because
she's involved with two castmates in a fight between them. So
if they don't bring Marlo out, there's something there.
Yes,
that they're hiding.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because the fact Nene hasn't come out and said it, and the fact that they wouldn't bring Marlo out to be like, no, let me tell you all the real reason why Nene's really mad.
And if they got Apollo, they got Mama Joyce, we want
If they have Marlo. Mama Joyce, like, I would rather see Marlo than Mama Joyce.
Yeah, because we all know Mama Joyce, girl, that was an advertisement for your child play.
And last one, can we please talk about Kenya shading Phaedra?
What?
What did she say?
She said, because Phaedra was trying to be all hard. Like, you are not even a housewife because you cannot get a husband. Mm-hmm. And she was like, well, I gotta have yours, basically.
Right. Maybe easier said than done around here.
Yes. Yes.
So you know we are going... Sorry, y'all. We've got off topic so many times today.
But it was all relevant.
Oh, yeah. Is this a two or three part?
We're crossing fingers a one part that lasts for 3 hours. But it's probably not. It's probably three.
Let us know, because I haven't heard if it's two parts or three parts. Let us know. Read it in the commentary. I hope it's two. Juicy.
It'll be more juicy if it's two, because if it's three, we're going to be like...
Right.
Like we were with the season.
And they might have had to stop production after the fight, so they might have just had to end it.
Oh.
I wonder. Because they did call. She did call the police.
Yeah.
So they could have had to stop. Ooh, it makes me even more excited.
I just can't wait. I hate that we're so excited for this, but I'm so excited for this.
I love the reunion.
On that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in with us all season long and commenting and just being a part of our show here at AfterBuzz TV. We appreciate it. Make sure you guys check us out for the reunion next week. Tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
You can tweet me at Stuart Starlet.
Steph Bauer TV.
Also, make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.